Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question comes from another Amy on Facebook who said, "Moms of teenagers, how do you stop trying to micromanage their worlds? My daughter is no longer interested in an extracurricular activity she's done for years. I'm trying to talk her into continuing, but she's pushing back. It's hard to know when it's okay to let teenagers decide what things they want to do as opposed to the things you think are good for them to do." Amy, here's how I approach this. And by the way, I check with my teenagers and they agree with me on this advice. So this is teenager tested. For all kids, some of the time, and some kids maybe a little more of the time, parents do have to micromanage the things that really matter. But that means that everything can't matter. Making mistakes is part of what kids have to learn and deal with before they leave home. They also have to learn how to make time for what matters, how they cannot do it all, and most importantly, how to live with consequences of their mistakes. So how do you know which things you're supposed to push on and what things you are not? I think it's clear when the consequences are, if you don't take the ACT, you're not going to be able to go to college. That's when you micromanage. That's when you make sure the form gets handed in. That's when you make sure the kid graduates. If you quit chorus, you might regret it. That's when there's a little bit more of a gray area you can unpack. So let's use chorus as an example. I don't know what Amy's daughter does. I'm using this as an example. So say Amy's daughter has done chorus for years. She's good at it. She likes it. And if she quits, she might regret it. But on the other hand, if Amy's daughter changes her mind later, she can maybe rejoin. She can join a different chorus. If it's about her having enough activities for her college applications, it's still on the list of activities. So for this kid who is not my own, who is a hypothetical kid doing a hypothetical activity, it's easy for me to say, well, I'd let her quit. It's a lot harder when you see your kid with the real talent, with time and effort put in. It's a lot harder when that chorus teacher calls you at home and says, what do you mean she's quitting? She's actually really talented. She shouldn't be doing this. Then I think you present it to the kid. Then I think you talk about it. Then I think you maybe present to them that you do think that this is hasty or ill-considered or a mistake. But then you do have to let them decide. In the case of a kid quitting an activity that's taken a lot of time, that she's really enjoyed, that she's put a lot into, I wouldn't let her quit to do nothing. Say Amy's daughter's a junior and she's taking 3 AP classes and she can't handle chorus right now because she's also trying to get ready for the SAT or the ACT, then maybe that is a time then she can take chorus out. If she's taking chorus out to hang out at home and look at her phone, then you suggest to her that it has to be replaced with something, another activity, a job, something like that. So this is always my basic rule, right? I will let my teenagers go to school underdressed. I'll say something. I'll say it's 25 outside, but the wind chill makes it feel like 11, but I won't make them put a coat on. On the other hand, I would not let them go camping for the weekend without a coat on, when the consequences of the decision they might have to live with are larger than their ability to handle it. If there are consequences to their action that will be severe that they're not able to see, then I think you got to step in. But your kids have to win some battles, right? And you are at the point in your relationship with your teenagers probably where they're battling with you on everything. They're individuating. It's part of their job. Your kids have to decide some things for themselves. That battle of will is kicking in. And if you don't want them to fight you about everything you say or do or suggest, then you can't fight them about everything. If everything is being rejected, if the thing that your teen is rejecting right now has ramifications that are significant and unchangeable and beyond a teen's horizon to see and plan for, then I think you do say something. Then you push back. And even then, sometimes we have to let teenagers make choices that we're pretty certain are mistakes, because guess what? Allowing our kids to make mistakes and learn from those mistakes is part of our job, because it is part of them becoming mature adults. Send us your parenting questions and we might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Well, hey there, busy mama. Are you looking for ways to make your life easier, your home less chaotic, and at the same time, add more joy to your life? My name is Deanna Yates, and I'm the host of Wanna Be Clutter-Free, a podcast all about letting go of the stuff we don't need in our lives so that we can focus on what truly matters. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to throw it all away or make you feel guilty about keeping something you love, no matter how many other people don't quite understand it. But I will give you practical and, more importantly, actionable advice so that you can make progress right away. And you won't just hear it from me. There are amazing guests too. It's like having your bestie in your pocket telling you it's okay to let go of the things that are not serving you and your family in a totally non-judgmental way. So join me over on the podcast where we can work on progress over perfection for those of us that want to be clutter-free.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down,
or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun, so check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.